Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. 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 It's time for VeggieTales.
Do you own anything flannel?
Of course not.
Didn't think so. Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV. And we're waiting for a letter.
That's right. There it is now.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale. For I am the man who delivers your mail.
Can I have the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to me.
No, I got it.
Ugh. Right.
What's it say, Bob?
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, I'm supposed to color a picture for school, but it's too big. It's taking too long. I want to quit, but my mom says I need to finish. Why should I finish it? It's just one picture. Maria, Bullhead City, Arizona. Well, Maria. I came as fast as I could. Clear off the wall. I gotta film the show. Huh? Oh, hi, Pa. It's okay. I've got a story. Not like this one. They don't make them like this anymore. Check this out, Maria.
Persistence and you. Thinking of quitting? Look to the animal world for inspiration. This tiger is just lying around. He won't accomplish anything. This polar bear is moving, but he has no plan, no goals. Sure, this ostrich is running along, but after a minute, he gives up and quits. Who will win the race of life? This young orangutan on a turtle. He's been riding this turtle for 17 weeks, and he won't give up. You too can win if you think like an orangutan on a turtle.
Well, that was interesting. But look, we still have time to tell another story. Try this one, Maria.
If you want to know who we are wrestlers of Japan.
For ESN, the Emperor's Sports Network. Apollo Gord, you have a championship match coming up to celebrate the Year of the Scallion. Would you care to comment on your opponent, Potato?
Yes, I've got a haiku for Potato. No way Potato will stay on their mat and linger when I give him a belly ringer.
I don't think that's actually a haiku.
Not even close. Tell him.
I'm not gonna tell him. You tell him.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Hey, who's the clown climbing into the ring with Potato?
I'll pity the clown.
Hey, Poe, look!
I'm a spring roll!
Oh, yeah, spring
roll. Wait, that's no clown.
Yeah,
it's
get it,
his sparring partner, the Italian Scallion.
Italian Scallion? He's a cucumber. How do you get a name like Italian Scallion?
You never heard how that got started? Story goes he was raised by an onion family known as the Scallions.
Hey!
He never realized he was different and grew up thinking he was a scallion.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure it does. Plus, scallion only rhymes with, like, five words, and Italian is the catchiest.
No, I mean the silk screen.
The silk screen is a theatrical device used to make exposition more visually interesting. It's avant-garde.
This spoon! That's good! That was funny!
Quit laughing, Poe! You're supposed to be sparring with that joker!
Hey, Mikey, have any recycling today?
Hey, help yourself.
Poe, look!
Look at that jibber-jabber! Oh, that's funny! Oh, my aching back. Might as well call workman's comp. It's thrown out again.
Now that's a haiku.
Haiku, three unrhymed lines of 5, 7, and 5 syllables. Haiku.
What are you doing, Scallion? You're supposed to help Poe train, not give him a sprain.
Sorry. I was just joking around.
A joking sumo eye, a lad of quips and wisecracks, who throws his custard pies back where whoopee cushions lie. My shenanigans are long through every antic ranging, and to your humors changing. I sing my silly song. I sing my silly song.
Sit down. That's your problem. You're always joking around. Look at you. You said you wanted to be a sumo, but the minute it got hard, you gave up. You got no guts, kid. Well, no gut. You're skinny. You could have had seconds, even thirds at the dinner table. You could have been big. You never finish anything. Unless it's a punchline.
Not finish anything? Name one thing I didn't finish.
Yo, Scallion, did you finish fixing my bike yet? I need it for my paper route.
Y'all want a list?
Ooh, I pity the me.
What do you mean Potato is hurt? Who did it?
It was an accident.
Champion son, now who will you wrestle for the championship and the prize that goes with it?
Bike.
I want the championship. I don't care about the prize.
I won't have to finish fixing Hadrian's bike if I can have that one. Hey, I'll take it.
You wrestle Apollo for the championship?
Wrestle Apollo? I was talking about the bike.
How about this, Haiku? In the year of the Scallion, how about a bout with the Italian Scallion?
Closer. The champ's only off by 2 syllables.
No, forget it. Apollo's way out of Scallion's league.
Hey, I knocked Potato out of the ring.
He slipped on a banana peel.
Well, it was my fault anyway. I owe it to Poe. Tell him I'll take his place.
What did you
say? He's got to take his place.
Come here. Scallion, you're a hoot. That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. The Italian Scallion in a ring with Apollo Gord because you want a bite.
That joke won't last 8 seconds in the ring with Apollo.
You are right, Gord.
No, really. I accept the challenge. What could be so hard about staying in the ring for 8 seconds? I've got jokes with punchlines longer than that.
He's accepted the challenge from Gord. They say he's a quitter. He'd better get fitter, or Scallion will surely succumb. So tame your expressions of glee.
On this subject, we pray you be mum. You'll find there not many who fight for a penny. This bites with a rather large sum. A very good bargain indeed.
On this subject, we pray you be mum, mum, mum. This bites with a rather large sum. You'll find there are not many, not many, not many who fight for a penny.
It's a very good doctor you need.
As you can see, a good bargain indeed.
As you can see, a good doctor you need.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed, yes, indeed, yes, indeed.
Kid, why are you doing this?
I owe it to Poe. And I need that bike. I owe that to Hadrian.
But Apollo's the champ. No one's ever stayed in the ring with him longer than 8 seconds.
There's always a first time.
But you only have 2 weeks to train. How do you expect to stick to it and see it through to the end?
You could help me. You could be my trainer.
Me? Oh, you know, kid, in a funny kind of way, you remind me of myself when I was your age. Okay, I'll do it. But you gotta promise to do everything I say, no matter how ridiculous it seems at the time. You gotta stick with it and not give up.
Okay, I promise.
Hi-ya!
Big sweeping circles! Big sweeping circles!
This is training? I'm mopping the floor!
It's an agility drill!
Hi-ya!
Love your recycling drill, Mikey.
It teaches the most important thing any wrestler should have, a keen sense of balance. Make that the second most important thing.
Hi-ya!
You gotta keep eating, kid. I told you getting into shape wasn't gonna be easy. Here.
Yuck! I'm supposed to drink this?
Of course not. They're raw. You scramble them.
Hi-ya!
To go up against Apollo!
Hi-ya!
Have you made all the arrangements for my body? Really,
champ?
And my post-game interview with Jim Gordley? But what?
Aren't you going to train for the wrestling match?
Train? To fight Scallion? Is a pushover. I could beat him in my sleep.
More training, he says he'll do none. Thinks Scallion's a quitter, he won't get much fitter. In seconds, the match will be done. Stay tuned, this is just getting fun. Fun. So much fun.
Hi-ya!
What's the matter, kid?
Training is tough.
I want to show you something.
Who's that clown?
Me, when I was your age. They called me Mr. Juicy. Yeah, I goofed around like you. I never took anything seriously. But I learned you can change. The key is sticking it out to the end, even when it's hard. That's perseverance. I learned that working hard and finishing well can be very rewarding.
Is that you?
Yep, Alexander the Grape. Grand Sumo Champion 3 years running! Before my knee injury, of course. Look, Scallion. Sometimes there's a good reason to stop and quit. But not just because it's too hard. God asks us to do lots of things that are hard. But they're good things, and they make us better people. Most things worth having take hard work. Perseverance, Scallion. Perseverance.
That's the problem, Mikey. I don't got what it takes. Maybe that's the reason I'm always clowning around. It's the only thing I'm any good at. I'm no good at training or wrestling or finishing. I'm only good at making with the jokes. I quit.
Yo, Scallion!
Yo, Hadrian.
Why aren't you training?
I don't know. Look, Hadrian, about the training, what's that thing on your head?
Oh, I made it for show and tell. It's a scallion headpiece, like you wear. It felt great to finish it and show everyone, you know?
No, I don't. I never finished any of my show and tell projects. Was it hard?
Yeah, but then I figured if you could stick to something, so could I.
You figured that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scallion, you quit yet? Or are you gonna wait till you get in the ring with Apollo?
So, what'd you want to tell me about your training?
That I've gotta get back to it! I've gotta keep my eye on the tiger.
Sure, that's a word. It is?
Wait, folks! They're telling me inconceivable is a word! But inconceivable is more appropriate in this instance! But then, no challenger has ever lasted that long!
He went longer than anybody! He's a winner in my book!
I did it! I persevered! I feel great! The feeling of finishing
hi-ya!
Is a blossom that blooms in my heart. As I merrily dance and I sing
hi-ya!
I welcome the hope that it brings
hi-ya!
Of finishing things that I start.
And that's what he means when he says finishing.
He's welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring.
Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya.
I got something for you.
The tiger bike? You win the tiger bike?
Well, no, but they gave me the bell. And finishing is its own reward. I feel great. Oh, one more thing. Since I'm gonna be a finisher from now on...
You put my bike back together!
Yep, it wasn't easy. Well, it was easier than wrestling Apollo Gord. But it still felt great.
Hi-ya!
That was perfect, Bob.
Thanks, Larry. You see, Maria, if you want to be a finisher when you're grown up, you need to start practicing now. Exactly the point that my film made, and in much less time. Thanks for coming over to my house, kids. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye! Bye.
It was a nice film, Pa, but don't you think the monkey could have gone faster on his own 2 feet?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, but he's a monkey. He can hustle.
Slow and steady wins the race. Stick with the turtle.
I think I'd probably just take the bus.